Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, it's happening, man, right through up to the hour 8. Tuesday Live, the name of the show, this is the 3rd of December. Thank you so much for tuning in. And of course, my big thanks to Johan Els for taking you through Something Else in Spectrum. And he with the team there making sure that you are kept company and good companionship continues. So they're coming back tomorrow. Continue also to listen to them as they impact on the nation. All right, Wednesday Live, we are going to be having a talk of talks, man. And possibly I will be talking to Professor Buyisondezi and also Baruch Yar. Just after this, I don't know if you remember this song, man. I remember it. It's a song that used to play many years ago. Okay. No good memories, but it played when things were tough. And Christ would be offering this kind of help. And through friends and ministers all around, it is so wonderful.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Oh yes, the Staple Singers there, I'll take you there. A beautiful song indeed. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends. See, that song, man, it reminds me of those days. You know, these kinds of friends are very, very rare. Those who say, I will march with you. You know, today we have friends who have demands. But we don't have friends who give. We have friends who demand, but we don't have friends who give. And it's rare to find a friend like Christ. It's actually impossible. He who consistently gives to us his love, his fellowship, his guidance, he takes care of us. He guides us at all times. He sees us through no matter what our circumstances. He is there all the time. And then he guards over us. That's what is important. That is what counts for me. The rest just doesn't count that much. And today I will say to you, you know, friends may be what you did not expect them to be. But Christ is always there to stay on, you know, and to keep you through and to take care of you. Someone sang a song in this weekend, and then they were singing, there's a race I must run, keep me through. And it was just a beautiful saying. I mean, I remember I once did a video of that song. With Jabu Tlongwane and Sipho Makhabane. And it was just nice to actually hear someone singing it, but talking about Christ and saying it is Christ actually that can do that. He can see you through in every circumstance. There are those who would say your situation is difficult, it's dire, and you know you're not going to get anything from such. But Christ says, I will take you there. I will see you through. I don't know what you're facing, but the Father understands and he knows how he can guide you and see you through at all times. All right. Just after this, we are back.
Find your faith on the airwaves. Radio Pulpit on 657 AM. It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za.
Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Thunzembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele, tshelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let me welcome our guests, and we are going to be touching base tonight. We have Professor Buyiso Ndezi. She's on the line all the way in Johannesburg from UJ. Professor, greetings to you and welcome.
Greetings to you, my brother. Thank you so much. I greet you and your family in the mighty name of our Lord, Yahushua HaMashiach. Let me also greet our brother Baruch here in the name of the Lord. And Pastor Green, if we'll have him tonight. And I'm not going to forget our beautiful listeners, our family, Radio Pulpit family. I greet you all in the name of the Most High, Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And we also have Baruch Yah, all the way in Cape Town. Greetings to you, my Ach. Welcome.
Shalom. Shalom to you, my Ach, and to your family. Shalom to Professor Bui, and also your family. Shalom to the stakeholders, the Radio Pulpit listeners. It's good and great to be here and appreciating, and I greet you in the wonderful name of our Redeemer, our Savior, Yahushua HaMashiach of Nazareth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And of course, we trust that the Father is blessing you. Are you okay, sir? Are you doing well?
Excellent, Maya. I'm very much excellent. Thank you so much. He's just doing wonders. All is well. All is excellent. I cannot complain at all. Hallelujah.
How was your interview with Ntsiki? Come on. Don't answer me. When you ask someone, how was your interview with Ntsiki? You go like,
I'd say, in answering, I could have done better.
Yeah.
I could have done better. Mm. It's just a bit, Kure, you are in an environment that you're not used to. You know, with radio, even if you're in radio, you go to the new radio station, you know, you can't be like, I know this, you know. So, and also you're dealing with people that don't read scriptures, you know.
Absolutely.
Now, but they want to find out, like, the question is more like, is the Bible real, you know?
Yeah, so, yeah, I know. Those kinds of questions, yeah.
So, you know, yeah, but otherwise, I did the most where I could, and now they said they want to invite me, like, I think every Thursday, she wants to continue so that we can start unpacking. So hopefully by then now I'll be much more relaxed and more organized as well. You know, so yeah.
To that. Now, we are talking about true prophecy. And much of the times, I have been looking around, and deliberately so I was asking you how your interview had gone, because I knew what to expect. You know, the thing is, people are driving for content responses rather than the message, rather than content contexts.
Absolutely.
They have gone to actually sell out. Let me use this word. I haven't used this word in many, many years. But they've gone on to betray the true call of why they are riding the airwaves, many, because of the challenges of those who above them say, look, we want you to have this kind of viewership and this amount of viewership, and we want people to start buying into your show. And we also want you to not to be outclassed by a person that is broadcasting at the similar time with you. I'm saying this because I was a manager at a big public broadcaster and also an executive producer. I know these demands that we set on presenters on those, what they call editorial meetings, whatever they are. And so, because of this, there are people who had gone on. I mean, I've been looking at someone who, sorry for touching there and there, I was looking at someone who basically say, look, I have been talking to close to, is it 80 or 38 pastors who are getting muti from me to keep their churches going here in South Africa. And boom, he lists the names. And check it out now. He is all over the social networks. Now, others come over the social networks and say, look, Christ has sent me. And then, as time goes on, you start to realize, but there is no message from Christ. It's just bashing of human beings and all those kinds of things and stuff. And then you see them fighting with others and stuff. They start calling each other names and stuff. And you say, okay, but you're supposed to bring the message. And these ones who are slapping you on the right-hand side, you must give them the left-hand side to slap also. But you're responding and doing all those kinds of things. They curse each other. And the notion of true prophecy has gotten out of context in the sense that it is associated with, number one, sensualism, number two, spiritism, number three, foretelling, number four, witchcraft. And I'm sorry to say that, but that is how it is. And many spirits had taken over. I mean, now, in the next 12 months, Sangomas will be easily preaching in the churches of the born-again Christians. Very easily. In these events of women and men and what and what and what, they will be preaching if they have not already started. And others are going to come into the open and challenge the trending pastors and televangelists or radio personalities, whatever they call them, these celebrities. And that is on the pretext of this being labeled as prophecy or the prophetics. And none of such will be getting into the word to really clarify what they are about. And if they call themselves prophets and all those kinds of things, none of them will be coming about to clarify. And this is one of the biggest problems, because prophecy is supposed to be a revelation of God's will or message. You know, it should relate to the messianic dimensions, which is Christ. It should fulfill all the standpoints of the Hamashiach. It should speak of the surety of the word of the Father, give us assurances of the word of the Father. It should not be telling us about underwears, tattoos, necklaces, sexual escapades that have been done, glasses of water in the fridges, and the kind of cold drink that people drank during the day. It should not be about that. Okay. Amongst other things, it should be about whatever it is that is coming upon the nation, often of the future also, an event, either victories and captivities. It should say that. It should say also of the conversion of multitudes of people, just like we see many people in the Middle East converting. It should speak about the destruction of the present age and how the Father, through Christ, continues to make us more than conquerors. But also it should speak about the destruction of some of the sacred pillars or temples that we have built on our own. that had become our ministries and that have become our ownerships. It should speak of the spread of the gospel also. It should speak of that, the spread of the gospel. Number six, it should speak of the last day. Number seven, it should speak of the judgment, the last judgment. Number eight, it should speak of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Number nine, it should speak of the persecutions in the church or of the church. And it should also speak of the return of Yasharal. Have you realized that contemporary prophecies do not touch on these 8 points? These 10 points that I've mentioned. Doesn't touch on that. It doesn't. But it should speak of Christ. And we will look into that. We will look into scripture as to what prophecy is all about even these days. Because if we don't do so, we are betraying one another of the true revelation of the word of our Father. 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit, it is Tuesday Live.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Sounds of Life.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Just choosing to take a different angle when it comes to prophecies in the light of what we see amongst ourselves. And remember, I don't even mention name. I'm just talking about the things that we see amongst ourselves to say, do they pertain to true prophecy these days? Now, there is something that I saw. It speaks also about, you know, the capture. It shows us about how captured we are. Prophecy should be able to show us about how captured we are. And this is very important. Remember in Deuteronomy 28 verse 36, we start to see something quite interesting there, because the Father tells about the captivity of Yasharal, Israel, his people, his children. I'm not talking about the country. I'm talking about the people of the Most High. And we see prophecy touching base on that. And I wonder if we really understand this, you know. Deuteronomy 28:36. Let me read it, and then I'll give over to our guest to talk. The Elohim will bring you and the king whom you set over you to a nation which neither you nor your fathers have known. And there you shall serve other gods, wood and stone, and you shall become an astonishment, a proverb and a byword among all nations where the Elohim will drive you. You shall carry much seed out of the field, but gather little, for the locusts shall consume it. You shall plant vineyards and tend them, But you shall neither drink of the wine nor gather the grapes, for the worms shall eat it. This is captivity. It warns us about captivity that comes out of disobedience. It talks about Yasharal, the state of Yasharal, children of the Most High. Something that we never hear on pulpits these days. Mayachi, let me start with you. What say you on that?
Shalom, Mayach, and to the Rabbah for that. Maybe I wanted to first maybe, okay, maybe that I'll add that later. So you've touched on what prophecy is about, right? And you've highlighted some very good points that can be able to really show us, Jorge, it would be a message or a revelation from the Supreme Most High,
yes, sir,
where he communicates with those that are his prophets, his Nabi. Basically, he would have chosen them, and they get to carry a special message. So in the scripture, what we picked up or what we notice is that it's not just about predicting the future. It's not about that, right? But it is about revealing Abba Yahuwah's will, right? Guidance and plans for his people, both, which would be for the present and for the future.
Yes.
Right? So it is rooted in believing in what Abba speaks to these ones that are the elect or that he would have chosen, because they carry a message to his people. You know, so he uses them to relay the message to others. So now we can all agree to say, if you look at whatever, as you say, some work at the fridge, the juicy, the in, it has got absolutely nothing to do with the word of Abba Yahuwah. So it tells you, Jay, Kore, oh, they are a prophet liar. You know, it should just tell you that, because when the prophecy is also about the word of the Supreme Most High.
Yes.
And whatever is prophesied must come to pass.
Yes.
And we're not talking about the elections. Hey, so-and-so is going to win the election. It's got nothing to do with the word of Elohim. So we start to see Baikawla, the tares and the wheat will start to separate themselves. And that is how we should start to be able to notice or to observe Qur'an, something is not right. So these ones that would be the true prophets, they would speak with authority because they came and they claim to represent Abba Yahuwah. So when you look at Jeremiah 1:9,
yes,
it says, then Abba Yahuwah reached out his hand and he touched his mouth and he said to him, right, I have put my words in your mouth. So now he now will become the mouthpiece. Because it is Abba that has anointed him.
Yes.
So I want to go and to be a representation. So the prophet will reveal the plan of Abba Yahuwah, the instructions, the desire, the messages often addressed to the morals, the spiritual, the social issues, you know, at the time, calling people to repentance, justice, and faithfulness. So Isaiah chapter number 1, 16:17 says, wash yourself and make yourself clean. Take your evil deed out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Defend the oppressed. Take up the cause of the fatherless and plead the case of the widows.
Yeah.
So now, are they doing that? So there's something that you said, and you said earlier on, Sangomas will be, you know, in churches and, you know, preaching. When you look in the scriptures, Daniel chapter number 12, Daniel chapter number 12, number 4, yeah. But, oh, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book, even to the time of the end, many shall run to and fro, and the knowledge shall increase. When you look at the 22 letters, looking at Psalm 119, there is a letter that is called Ayan, from 121 to 128.
Yes.
Which would speak of Ayan looking at the human organ will be the eye. Mm. Or also it would be the senses, the five senses, right? Yes, it would be also anything and everything that would be bringing information, basically. So when we are in the... So this is now the era of Ayan, which would mean knowledge will increase.
Mm-hmm.
Podcasts everywhere,
yeah,
all over the world,
yeah,
right?
Yes,
there is that access of knowledge that we were never exposed to now.
Mm-hmm.
So it tells you the era to say this is the time, the book that Abba spoke about, that it must be sealed, but it shall be it should be open at the time of the end.
Mm.
It would give us an idea. So with this knowledge, it would be people when they are not careful, we can really be deceived if we don't read the scripture,
yeah,
if we don't get to understand scripture, because but it may be that this cup may not be clean in the inside, but only clean on the outside.
Mm.
So you spoke of things of repentance and the end. It's letter number 16.
Mm.
Letter number 17 is the, I would say, the grave, or it can be like the mouth, which would mean what is coming could be that we have to go to hiding.
Mm.
Right? Which means now the Jacob's trouble starts.
Mm-hmm.
And you look at the New World Order,
yeah,
by 2030.
Mm.
They have to have implemented the New World Order.
Mm.
So it sort of gives an indication, Yahore, where are we? So I share this looking from the letters of creation perspective, not just fella to, you know, but looking at what the word says, how the events are supposed to come about. And you say to people now, this is most likely the era in which we are at, to say, soon enough, maybe in the next 20 years or so, we need to have changed how we do things, Rona being believers, because it just tells that the sin will be ripened.
Mm.
And when it's ripened, it would mean nalwena, what we do may be looked, as much as it will be good, it may be seen as evil, which means knowledge even in people doing evil will increase. So it was in the garden where they speak of the tree of knowledge as well, knowledge of good and evil. It was in for the tower to be built. It is where they found some information that led them, or knowledge that led them to build the Tower of Babel.
Mm.
So you can see now that we are coming again, right? Because nothing is new under the sun. So when you look, it was Garden of Eden, it was the fall of man when that tree of knowledge now came about. And the Kaakwa now, it tells you now, it's another punishment that is coming, because now evil will start to increase. So it is important for us to can be able to align ourselves with the time. The time now, how do we now, as the children of Elohim, are able to pick up those that are speaking the truth? So a true prophecy is validated by the fulfillment. Also, it speaks of, it is about obedience, right? Mm-hmm. It is about obedience. You spoke of Deuteronomy 28. So when you look at that, if we're not speaking of obedience, because the scripture is clear, if you love me, follow my commands. Mm. So if we don't listen to his commands, if we don't guard, if we don't keep his commands, it means we are going astray. And there is two paths. It's a path of righteousness and it's a path of unrighteousness. So what path would we be choosing? Or what path would this prophet that comes and say they have a prophecy, but what's the link, is it sila yanete or is sila yamata?
Thank you so much, Mayachi. If you just joined us, welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are, and we are touching base on this. The issue today is about true prophecies and what true prophecy is about, and I'd like to focus on what it is about. And of course, Mayach, you are correct. It is about the will of the Father pertaining to his intentions, salvation, disasters that would come, punishments that would come, warnings, instructions, teachings, guidance, his reign, the Messiah. And this is one of the most important things we also have to understand. Prophecy also, let me bring this to you, Professor. I spoke of on prophecy that it also has to speak of the conversion of the nations. Prophecy has to speak of that, the conversion also of the nations. It says in Genesis 18:18, since Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him, which means as they convert into him, they shall be blessed in him. All right. Genesis 22:18 says, in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. And this is pertaining to Christ. He's speaking to Christ. Basically, speaking to Christ or speaking regarding Christ, even though Abraham is the focal point. Now, check it out. In Psalms 2 verses 8, it says, ask of me, and I will give you the nations for your inheritance and the ends of the earth for your possession. This is also taking place. Prophecy should be about that. Prophecy should be about salvation. Prophecy should be about people being born again. If it's not about that, then there's something wrong. That is one of the big pillars of prophecy and what it is about. Professor?
Thank you very much, my brother. You know, the more you talk like that, you won't have people coming to your church.
That's fine.
Yes, because now you are bringing in something that most are not aware of or they're not familiar with, because they're used to prophecy where they'll say, prophesy, Papa, or can I prophesy,
yeah. You know? Speak about cars and all those things, yeah.
Yes, it's about that this day. So if you're bringing the scripture and what is it all about, now we're not going to come to your church because you're not telling us what you want to hear.
Oh.
Because these days the ears of people are itching for specific messages. And if you're not speaking that message, it means you're not the true man of God according to the standards of the world. But we thank God that we have... Yeah, that we have this session today. you quoted from Genesis 18:18, where you talk about prophecy being the conversion of the nation, or speaking about the nations. And here we are seeing a broader picture, because God, when he speaks to us as individuals, he's not talking to you as an individual, Brother Ray. He's talking to nations through you. So he wants you to continue with the seed and the generations that is within you, that you may take it forth to the generations. So here, when God was speaking to Abraham to this scripture, let me read it, Genesis 18:18. Since Abraham shall surely become a great nation and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. God is speaking to a man, but he is not speaking to a man per se, speaking to the nations. So men should understand that God can speak to them while he speaks to nations. So that's what we are talking about, God prophesying to the nations by speaking to a man. And we are also talking about Genesis 22, where we are seeing Abraham as well obeying God. Due to the obedience of Abraham, God comes back to Abraham and he speaks to him. And now he speaks to the seed of Abraham. He says, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. So that was a prophetic message that was spoken to Abraham, but it started from the obedience. I think this is an element that we must try to elaborate in this case, that we need to understand when God speaks to us, he firstly has to find the obedient heart, and he expects us as well to be obedient in what he will say, so that we are not going to flow back and forth or to be taken back and forth because we don't understand who we are. We must know that we are blessed by God when God comes to us to speak to us, but we must know he is not talking to us, he's speaking to the generations, because the prophecy is about the generations. I liked what you started with, Brother Ray, when you counted, I think you counted 8 to 10 points, that the prophecy should speak about these things that are already in Scripture. So when you were counting them, I realized that these are things that are already in Scripture. So it means we are not expected to be deceived, because a prophetic message should align with what is already spoken by God in his word. So the prophecy must speak of what God has said. It must reveal the will of the Father, as we've been saying. It must speak about the message that has been spoken, or the message that can be verified from the Word of God and by the Word of God. You spoke about the message that speaks of the last days. Prophecies must speak about the judgment of the nations. So it means prophecies must begin to correct, must speak about the will of the Father, must begin to speak about things that I am doing that are not aligning with the will of God, and I must be able to be corrected. If I am not corrected, it must give me a warning about the judgment that is to come if I do not obey or if I do not repent. So that's what we need to focus on, or that's what we must be enlightened to when we speak of the prophecy. He also counted something like the persecution of the church. If we are hearing the message of prophecies, they must speak about all of these things, and they must tell us about the times. Where are we at this point in time? So that you can be able to align with the will of God and do what God expects us to do, and also be obedient. It must speak about the second coming of Yahushua HaMashiach. So these are things that we must be able to align with, and we must able to hear, not to hear things that are not in the will of God. And you also quoted Deuteronomy 28 at some point, where the word they was talking to the people of God about what is to come, talking to the nation what is to come if they do not repent and obey. So this is what we must begin to hunger for. What is the Lord saying to us? What is God saying to us, to me as a person, to us as a nation? And do not be selfish in my hearing of God, because these days we hunger for selfish messages. What is it that I must benefit? What am I supposed to get? What is God saying to me? Are things now more about people, or are things more about nations? Because the souls of men are in nations, but people are looking into themselves and to the self-benefit other than to hear what God is saying. No wonder we end up being swayed, we end up being deceived by many people, because they tell us what we want to hear. Brother Baruch started talking about people, talking about things in the fridges. And all of these things are not benefiting the nation in any way, and they are not enhancing and edifying anybody, and they are not changing any soul of man. They are not talking about salvation. You spoke about the prophecies telling us about the salvation of souls, salvation of nations, salvation of us as the people of the Most High. I want to go to the book of Exodus, Exodus chapter 4, so that we can be able to understand these days, who does God use as prophets that you may receive true prophecies from? And we are hearing God here speaking to Moses, Exodus 4, verse 11 and 12, and also verse 15 and 17, where God is saying, "So the Lord said to him, 'Who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, the seeing, or the blind? Have not I the Lord? Now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say.'" So a true prophecy is that utterance or those speakings that are coming from the mouth of man as given by God. A true prophecy is a message of God that is delivered by a certain a vessel that God has chosen at that point in time. And here he says, "I shall be with your mouth and I shall teach you what you shall say." So true prophecies must come from vessels that are under the influence and the control of God. So true prophecies are coming from the surrendered heart, are coming from the surrendered mouth, the surrendered vessels to God, that God can use them for his will. For a vessel to be surrendered, it means that vessel should do everything that is in the will of God. So that vessel does no longer take care of itself, but it has given everything and every right to God, that God might use that vessel. And he speaks to Moses and say, "Moses, I shall be with you and with your mouth." So it means Moses had to surrender his body, had to surrender his mouth to God, that God may use Moses' mouth for his will, so that the true prophecy, the true message can be given to Moses. But it was not given to Moses. That message had to be given to the nations, as we are talking about the conversion of nations and the salvation of nations here. So it means when God speaks through men, he's speaking to the nations for the salvation of the nations, for the conversion of the nation, but this vessel must be surrendered to him, because it is God who will be speaking, who will put the words in the mouth of this vessel. That's when we can say we have the true prophecies. And those who are hearing, Brother Ray, to this message are able to verify, because the message does not contradict with the character of God. I think that's one of the things that we must look at, whether are the messages we are hearing, are they in line with the character, with the attributes, and with who God is? Some of the messages, when you hear them, you can easily say, "This is not like God. God does not speak like this." It means we firstly have to be people who are acquainted with the word of God, acquainted with how God speaks, acquainted with what the word says, what is the total message of the word of God, that you may be able to weigh and say, "This is God speaking." So the people of Israel at this time were about to hear the true word of God being delivered by men. But this true word of God is given to a vessel that is surrendered, that you may be able to correct the whole nation. And we know what happened after that. This nation had to then obey the word that came from Moses. Moses was not only the prophet to the Israelites, but he became the king to Pharaoh, became the prophet also to Pharaoh, because the whole nation had to be saved, which is what now we need to understand. When a prophet is raised, when the true prophecy has to be raised, it must be able to cut both ways, because the word of God is a double-edged sword. So it must be able to penetrate in every sphere, socially, even in church, even in communities where we are. That word must still be relevant, because it's a true prophecy, it's a true message of the Most High. Amen.
Thank you so much, Professor. I really appreciate. Welcome to it. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends we are. Tuesday Live, the name of the show. We are talking about true prophecy, what it is all about, what it points at, what it should be, and then some of the main pillars of prophecy today, and what the word says with regards to it, what are the pointers also of prophecy. You can send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. That's 082657-2729.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Feel the pulse of real life on 657 AM.
You can also give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. It's basically, if one can put it, it's a very broad aspect, the notion of prophecy in the true sense of the word, but it should relate to those pillars we have mentioned. There's quite a lot of them. If possible, some other time when we do part two, we will get also into that. In the meantime, send us your WhatsApps, 082657-2729. Let us hear what you say on this matter. And we've heard many people say quite a lot of things about prophecy to such an extent that it has just become an innuendo of just predictions, and kinds of predictions that are spiritist, not spiritual, but spiritist. And this is the biggest of problems that one can think about also. But prophecy has to also speak about the current age, Babylon. It has to speak about that. It has to speak with regards to it, because people can be fooled into Babylon, would mask itself in many, many ways. You know, the promises of the new world, all and all that. It can mask itself in many, many ways. But the word in the prophetic should be able to point into the direction and the demise or the process and the future of Babylonianism. And we have to look into this and then not shirk away from it. Now, Mayahi, let me bring this to you, sir. The aspect of Babylon, man, which is the state or symbol of disobedience and the pride of today. You spoke of Genesis chapter 11, verse 9, the Tower of Babel. But also Babylon is known as Babylon the Great, but its future is also spoken. And the current state of the age, it's called worldliness. Its rule, consolidation, and its policies are Babylonian. Now, in the sense that it has become a gate of the god of the earth, the god of the worldly system, which is the devil himself. And worldliness has become that gate also. Now, you look at Revelations 14. Let me not go far. I wanted to go in what people call the Old Testament, but let me just go here. Forgive me, because I am I'm using the real Bible, man. I don't use those because I just can't. 14 verses 8 says something. Right? It says, and another angel followed, saying, Babylon is fallen, the great city, because she has made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. How worldliness is opening up gates for the god of the world system to rule, just like Babylon is. And prophecy has to speak with regards to that. But today's prophecy is very much aligned with Babylon. Mayachi?
Tuda, the Gatswana Varilina Leves Romo. I think in English they'll say a bad name is an omen, something like that. So the same Babel, or if we look at how things happen, is that they getting like it's like they what's this word? Like you look at TV khale and you look at it now, you know, they evolve. That's the word. Things evolve. That's the word I'm looking for, my ach. So it's the same Babylon. It's just that its way has evolved, but it still carries the same deception. It still is rejecting Abba Yahuwah in all its ways and means. So today we have the world or countries that are pushing this agenda Yahashatan, because if we look, when we look around, for instance, we see it's now, they will say LGBTQAI plus is something that has to be allowed, you know, that amongst many, abortions have got to be legalized, you know, same-sex marriages, all these things are the things that Babylon was familiar with then. Now, you know, in this, so it still has carried the trait. So it's something that has been carried from generations to generation. That's the knowledge that we are talking about. To say now is the time, the era of knowledge, right? So now, things we are exposed to these things, because maybe in the 1980s or 70s, people didn't have cell phones. People struggled to communicate. But right now, everyone, including maybe 1 or 6 years, has got a cell phone. TV is now more phone room. You know, things are, information is easily accessible. So we can see now that is how it would direct us to say, really, we are in the age of knowledge. And that knowledge is what now makes people to go astray, you know, because it has, we have seen it according to scripture, to say now, it tells you now what's coming, because now that knowledge will temper. It'll quatisaya Abba Yahuwah to that point where he says, now I've had enough. So these are the things that now the Malak, the angel, is coming now to warn, to say it has fallen, to say now we know that this is the future of it. It's not going to stand permanently, because now we know what is going to happen to this world. So this world, because of all its iniquities and all its wickedness, but those that would have listened, right, they will be put in a form of an ark, just like how Noah was protected. Abba is going to ensure that those ones that have been obedient to his word are being protected, whilst the rest that refused to listen, then they will face judgment, because they would have drank wine, this woman. So which would mean that there's that contamination. So that seed is not a seed that is needed or required to enter the new Jerusalem. When we look also in the scriptures, book of Ezekiel, Ezekiel chapter number 2, Abba speaks to him, right? And he says to him, number 3, and he says, son of man, I'm sending you to Yasharal, to a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me, and their ancestors have been in revolt against me till this day. So this prophecy, it continues even now. There is that rebellion. And rebellion is what? It is us rejecting. If Abba says, walk in righteousness, keep my word, do what is right, you know, love one another, and then we go astray. His word, we push it aside, and we want to come and do our own agenda. No, that is now, that it's rebellion against him. The people whom I'm sending you to are obstinate and stubborn. So, which means they're not going to care about the word of Elohim. The word would be preached. Noah did exactly that. Noah, for 100 years of his life, he was telling them that there is a flood that is coming. Repent, repent, repent. And they drank, they got married, they were laughing. It was all fun and games. He turned into a stupid. They laughed at him until it started to rain. So, Nalwena, it is now to understand that we need to understand the prophecy to say now, this prophet comes truly, the news that he's carrying, because these are the word of truth, because prophecy carries truth. The person that is a prophet sent would be sent, and after Kalifukulan native, you know. So how would we know Lifukulan native? It would be correct. Lurona, we are reading the word. So Rinyalana le the word that is been spoken, and we can resonate and we can connect to what the prophet is saying because we read scriptures. And when anybody comes and speak other things because we read the word, then we know that's not what the scripture is saying. This one is carrying a wrong or a false message, because these things that the word speaks about, this one is not speaking about it. So we can look at again Ezekiel chapter number 3. Let me take number 4 of it. And he said to me, son of man, now go to the people, Yasharal, and speak my words to them. Mm. You are not being sent to a people of obstinate, of obscure speech and a strange language, but the people of Yasharal. So it should be something easy. Mm. I would, yes. So, and then it continues. Not too many people of obscure speech and strange language whose words you cannot understand. Surely if I had sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the people of Yasharal are not willing to listen to you because they are not willing to listen to me. And all Yasharal are hardened and obstinate. Hmm. So now you can see what Abba is trying to describe. And these are the traits that are found in us, that people would choose to reject the word. People will choose to ban the Bible. People will choose to say, you know, the things, the choices that we make, we follow demonocracy more than the word. But we notice that the word, from the day one we were introduced to it, and the things that the word has told us, they are going to happen, they have been happening. So what makes us not to believe of the judgment that is coming? And also, let alone that, the word is written in us. If we are to scrutinize the word and we are to scrutinize ourselves, the lifestyle of a human being is telling the story of the word that Abba speaks. The lifestyle or what we go through, the life cycle of what man goes through, it is telling, like when a woman is pregnant and she happens to give birth, it is telling the story of how we gonna be birthed at the New Jerusalem. So that becomes an example that I can look at this and say, truly, Abba is speaking his word through me, because this word, I am his word that he spoke. And now I'm able to see the results of his word. Kanna, you know, and now, how do I not believe? Hmm. It's my stubbornness that will make me not to believe. It would be because I choose the path that is of darkness that will make me not to believe. But if I am obedient, if I want to be a vessel as well, to be receptive of the things of Elohim, then I should be able to connect with the word that is of truth that will be sent through this prophet, where he guides, where he speaks of the things that we are identifying today, you know, the coming, the judgment and all that, to say, come back, repent, you know, and we start to identify things. We have shows here, and at times they speak to me as well, you know, to say, hey, I can, it's addressing me because it is telling me that this and this and this in you is incorrect, and I need to go and to change. So the word helps us because it's the word of prophecy. It's the word that is of truth. And when we are of the light, we should get to that point where we can say, hey, Abba, I surrender, because now, like maybe something that I was not aware of. And now, hence, I happen to now seek to want to change so that I don't form part of the steps, Babylon the Great, which is about to fall.
I hear you quite well. Send us your WhatsApps, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say on the matter. True prophecy, how do you see it? These days, everyone is a prophet. It becomes difficult if we don't know the word.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.